bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. This is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. Today's show will be focusing on building your credibility after incarceration and after completing a recovery program. Also, we want to talk about getting out of your comfort zone. And we're going to begin with that topic because it's something that we all must have to do when we are not progressing. Stagnation is not an option. WING stands for winning ideas, nurturing growth and success. So, you know, very often we're in a zone, a comfort zone, and we need to get out of that. No pain, no gain, as we say at the gym. You know, no risk, no glory. You know, no risk, no gain. And we've got to, you know, get out of a comfort zone that's impeding progress, holding us back. And if you're out there, my friends, and you are one of those people who are just too comfortable and it's setting you back, you're unable to grow. If you're in the same place today as you were 1 year ago, or 5 years ago, 10 years ago, then we have room for improvement. We must be growing and succeeding all the time in every aspect of our life. We want to be growing because, you know, God calls us to use all of our talents. He calls us to, you know, continue to, you know, grow spiritually, mentally, physically. You know, stagnation is something that fosters depression. So in the WINGS program, we advocate for continuous growth spiritually, mentally, physically, educationally, financially, residentially. It's all important, and we want to be growing to avoid depression, especially on the mental side. And depression, they say, by the year 2030 to 2040, will be the number one killer in the world. So the antidepressant that we use in the WINGS program is to feed ourselves in a positive way, spiritually, mentally, and physically, every day, as well as you can. And this is important because God gives you one life, and we want to use it to the best of our abilities. But again, we want to get out of that comfort zone. And I remember a gentleman who graduated from the WINGS program. And when we were at the House of Corrections in the Philadelphia Department of Prisons, I said to him, I said, "What are you going to do when you go home?" He said, "I'm going to get a job, Mr. Montone." He says, "I've never worked." I said, "You've never worked?" I said, "Well, what have you been doing for the last 20 years? How old are you?" And he was about 37 years old. And I said, "Well, what have you been doing for the last 20 years? He said, "Robbing and running." And that was his job, to rob people. And that's how he made his living. So I just tell you that because our listening audience, both inside and outside prison walls, sometimes has to make changes. And for those out there who are in a comfort zone with regard to work, and they are robbing and running, or stealing, or burglarizing, or are notorious for petty theft, if you've got changes to make, then you're listening to the right program. If you're doing what God says not to do and breaking that commandment, do not steal, then you're listening to the right program, and we have changes to make. And my friends, this is important because we have more than 2 million men and women who are incarcerated, more than 6 million who are incarcerated or on probation, parole, house arrest, out on bail. We've got a ton of people out there who need to make some changes. But not only for the people who are locked up, but the people outside who are going into recovery homes, they too, who are struggling with substance abuse and alcoholism, have to get out of that comfort zone. The comfort zone for many people who are working with drugs, using drugs, is that drug of choice that gives them the high they're looking for. And an addict will do anything to get the next high. He will burglarize, he will steal from his family, and he will do that for one reason. He wants to get the drug of choice, whatever that is. And so I know that because I've worked for many years with men and women who were drug addicts and alcoholics. Our job is to help them to get well and to become part of the WINGS program, to advocate against those kinds of things that really take families down and bring people to the funeral parlor. Our job is to help people to get out of that comfort zone, which is, you know, looking for the next high. And when we do that, we have success in recovery and success in reentry. And part of that is to make changes. So whatever your comfort zone is that's holding you back, that is impeding progress, not allowing you to grow, you have to find out what that one thing is. And when you do, we want to put it behind us and move forward. And my friends, like a sprinter on the track with cleats on, when the gun goes off, we want to go out with 100% effort to finish that race. And this is what success in reentry and recovery is all about. Giving your 100% so that you can change your life for the better. Save your life, because we've lost many people who in their comfort zone overdosed on fentanyl, heroin, opiates, crack cocaine, who were killed in accidents, in cars. All kinds of examples over 29 years of experience and working with people who had an addiction to drugs and alcohol. So getting people motivated, inspired, is our job in the WINGS program. And if you're out there listening and you know you need the WINGS program, give us a call at 215-771-7501. Again, 215-771-7501. And we can tailor a program just for you. It doesn't matter if you're inside prison walls or outside prison walls on house arrest, probation, or parole. If you need the WINGS program, which is a 50-hour mentoring program, we can set it up for you. And there's no time like the present, my friends. As we are preparing for a new year coming up in only 10 weeks, it's going to be the year 2023. We want to be preparing an action plan for the future. Where will you be 1 year from today? Where would you like to be? Where is your life taking you right now? We've got to get out of our comfort zone. And if you need education, then put it on the calendar and make it happen. Don't wait. Get out of your comfort zone. Turn off the television set. Turn off the radio and move forward and get your life moving in the right direction. Again, you know, no pain, no gain. There's always sacrifice. Anything worthwhile requires sacrifice. And so God is calling us truly to use all of our talents, all of our gifts, and to be the best people that we can be. The best husbands and wives, mothers and fathers, the best sons and daughters, the best grandparents. God's calling us to do it all. But again, no pain, no gain. So there will be sacrifice for success. There's always sacrifice. Once again, anything worthwhile requires sacrifice. I want to make a transition now into talking about building your credibility after incarceration or after going through a recovery program. And for many who are involved with illegal activity or drugs or alcohol usage, very often they have a lack of credibility due to a suspension of a driver's license. So the DMV or the courts won't look favorable on them for getting a DUI or reckless driving or driving while under the influence. They'll have challenges in building that credibility, and it will take time because suspensions don't go away overnight. And with regard to incarceration for those coming home, once again, many people who go away have lost their friends, their families. They have been foreclosed on, lost their homes, lost their cars. Very often they can't pay their debt, and so they run up credit card bills. Our job is to help people to avoid all of that, okay, by lining up with what God says to do and what he says not to do. But when we come home, we've got to start from scratch. We've got to build our credibility with the banks. And the first way that we want to do that is by going to work, to get a job. And what I mean by a job is I'm talking about transitional work, which is any kind of work that you can find, okay, in the first couple days, the first week. You must be working. We can't be so particular, so finicky that we won't take a job because we think it's beneath us. Transitional work is any kind of work that you can find in just the first few days. We don't want to be laying on the couch watching television until late hours of the night and then sleeping till noon. The early bird catches the worm, and that's what we want to do. We want to get up early and get out the door and make some good things happen in the 168, which is the total amount of time in a week. That's the core of the Wings program. But we've got to build that credibility with the banks in preparation for, you know, getting a home loan, a school loan, a car loan, a business line of credit. There's all kinds of things we can do when we have money put away. But if we don't and we need a loan for a home, a car, or business, our credibility is going to be the thing that makes that happen. And so once we have that credibility established, you know, we're in good shape. But until we do, we want to give it 100% to get on the same page, you know, of the people who are doing it right. And we've got to undo some things, you know, because if you've got a suspension due to a car accident or a driving while under the influence, a DUI, it takes time to undo that and to build that credibility. But every day we go forward, one step at a time, one day at a time, we're building ourselves up, we're growing, we're making good decisions. You know, the decision-making process in the Wings program is this. If I'm going to do something and I'm not sure about it, I'm going to ask myself some questions. Number one, is it lined up with what God says to do or what he says not to do? Number two, is it good for me? Yes or no? Is it good for my wife and family? Yes or no? Is it illegal? Unsafe? Yes or no? You've got to have the right answers, my friends, because if we don't and we go ahead and make the wrong decision, we may set ourselves back years. In the Wings program, our goal, our objective is to get men home early by doing the right things, setting up action plans for the future, and making sure that we carry those plans out. Most people don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. So you and I, my friends, have to be smarter than most people. Again, most people don't plan on failing. They fail to plan. And so, you know, this is all part of the reentry process. When people come out of a recovery home, they have very little but the clothes in their back and maybe a few other things. But we're starting from scratch. And as we build that credibility, we can return to another home, which is one of the great goals in the Wings program, that everybody gets space and privacy. That's an important thing, especially if you're coming out of a cell where you're living in a 9x6 room, maybe with one other person, possibly two other people, three other people. But it's all up to you and I, my friends, to do the right thing versus the wrong thing. And in the eyes of other people, we want to be credible. People will be judging us depending on our backgrounds, how much time we've spent inside, how many times we've been arrested. People will be judging us, waiting for the shoe to drop. But you and I are going to prove those people wrong by doing the right thing time and time again. No mistakes, no errors. We don't want to set ourselves back, but we want to go forward. And that's what God is telling us truly in the Word of God. He's asking us to live a good life. Moses says it best in the book of Deuteronomy when he says to be careful, to not deviate to the left or to the right, but to do exactly as the Lord your God tells you to do. We want to be exact. And I know from working in aviation, very often it's exactness that saves your life. We just can't deviate from our altitude by 300, 400, 500 feet. Going below or going above, there could be other aircraft there. There could be a mountain below us, buildings. So it's important that we take this seriously and we are exact in what it is we're doing at the moment we're doing it. No mistakes. And as we prepare for the new year, we want to acknowledge the fact that we have many examples of men and women who have succeeded in both reentry and recovery. We want to celebrate those victories. Every goal achieved is another victory. I remember going to a graduation for a guy who graduated from Gaudenzia in Philadelphia for drug and alcohol rehab, and being there to see him hold his certificate, dressed in a shirt and tie, a jacket, receiving a certificate and moving forward from his days of using drugs and alcohol to being clean and sober for 9 years. And it's powerful. It takes a lot of commitment, perseverance, a lot of patience to be on the right page with the right people, and God helps all the time. This is important, my friends, because we have like an epidemic of drugs and alcohol in the United States of America and throughout the world. Every year, people are lost to overdoses and car accidents, all kinds of events. But I just tell you that because in dealing with people who are incarcerated or in recovery, we are challenged to get them out of that situation. And we do the very best that we can. We host a 80% success rate in recovery and reentry. And once again, if you need our help, you give us a call at 215-771-7501. Again, 215-771-7501. You can also call us here at the station, and we'll get the message from Dale or Jane Meyer or Frank Eliason, anyone who's working the phones. You can always get in touch with us when you need help. And the last thing we want to cover today has to do with your own ability to find work. Transitional work versus long-term employment. Transitional work is any kind of work you can find in just a couple of days. We turn no work down. When men and women come home after incarceration or after recovery program is completed, finding work is hard when you have a record. But we want to be transparent. We want to be honest, sincere, respectful, treat others as you would like to be treated on the job interview. We don't want to sell them short, thinking that it's going to work out. It doesn't just work out. You've got to be the best person that you can be. And God calls us to that approach. He calls us to be the best human beings that we can, the best men that we can. And with that, God is with us all the way. Now, going into the WINGS program, with people who have an extensive background, expunging their records is one of the objectives. And that can be done. And it takes time, but it should be, you know, a real objective for everybody coming home to get their record expunged. But not only that, to make the changes that you and I have to make to avoid being, you know, pulled back into jail, prison, or a recovery home program once again. And we've seen a lot of programs not work out for some people. But we are called to give 100% to the people who are in the WINGS program. And with that, we have success upon the horizon. Again, success in reentry is the number one goal. Now, I'll just tell you, if we go back to 1993 when the WINGS program began, and we went to 100 schools, 8 prisons, and many recovery homes, we have to meet people where they are. Everyone's different. Different background, different experience levels, different family life growing up, different kind of a residence, a different neighborhood. We meet people where they are, both men and women, and we provide a pathway into the future. And we want to design that for you. So again, if you need the WINGS program, you know somebody who does, you give us a call at 215-771-7501. Again, 215-771-7501. And we can design a program just for you. Currently, we're working with a gentleman who was a very young man at 19 years old who was giving a ride to several of his buddies. And unfortunately, they were under the influence and hit a tree. And he was charged with 3 counts of assault using a motor vehicle as a weapon. I want you to think about that, because our job is to help people to avoid situations like this. And, you know, although people most of the time don't want to hit a tree or do something intentional, but when you're under the influence of alcohol and drugs, our minds are not ourselves. And we're under the influence of a drug or alcohol. The bloodstream is going to be filled with alcohol, and we don't have enough oxygen getting to the brain to make smart enough decisions because of the alcohol in the system. So it behooves us truly to do the right things and to get these things under control. To make changes, as we said before, is an easy thing to do for some, but for others who are unwilling to make changes, they may have to learn the hard way. And there's all kinds of examples I can give you about that. But again, you know, as we only have a couple of minutes left in the show, we want to acknowledge some of the successes in the WINGS program. We've had men who have started their own businesses, men who have gone to trade schools and got electrical and plumbing and building maintenance certifications and licenses. We've had men who have received their GEDs at age 51, men who have come back from 8 DUIs and 15 years of incarceration to succeed in reentry and to regain the respect of their children and their families. It wasn't easy, but they did it, and they did it with the help of God as they persevere through some of these very, very difficult reentry profiles. And we've seen men who have gotten jobs for the first time, men who have started their own contracting businesses to do concrete work, tile work, kitchens and baths, all kinds of examples of men who have gotten CDL licenses and who are now driving big rigs for big companies and making very good money. And we're very proud to say that we had a hand in helping them as God provided the pathway for success in the WINGS program. You know, in his heart, a man plans his course, but God determines every step. And that's something from the Word of God. So we can do our part. We can have an impact, but it's up to God truly to light the way and to show people the way they should be going, the right way instead of the wrong way. And with God's help, we've seen a lot of men who have reintegrated into family life, to be there for their children once again, to help their kids in going to school, paying for tuition, buying food, putting shoes and clothing on the backs and feet of their kids. And this is a beautiful thing. It's very rewarding. And I just thank God for the opportunity to be here at Holy Spirit Radio to give you those stats and some of the information we talked about today. Again, my name is Deacon Joe Montone, and that's our show for today. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great weekend, and God bless. We'll see you next time here on Finding God in Prison. God bless.